For viewers who aren't captivated by the game, there are always the commercials. Increasingly, the ads are seen as entertainment in and of themselves, but don't expect to understand all of them. Alongside all the standard celebrity endorsements and straight-ahead product promotions, there will be plenty that are wacky and some that are just plain weird. Absurd commercials seem to be everywhere these days. Take this scene of two elderly grocers standing in shopping carts in the middle of a supermarket.
I am Norman and I am great.
I am also Norman and I am really great.
I am Norman the greatest.
I'm a greater Norman than you are.
Egomaniacal Normans love emerald nuts.
Emerald Nuts has become known for nutty ads like that one. They'll have a new spot during the game. Warren Berger calls this kind of thing advertising. He's been tracking the phenomenon and wrote a chapter on it for his book Advertising Today. Thanks for being with us, Warren Berger.
Thanks, Melissa. It's great to be here.
I'm wondering if these ads are appealing to just a certain demographic.
Well, you know, I think they started out gearing them towards young males, the people who watch Conan O'Brien, maybe. But it's spread a little further than that now. Now I think it's kind of gone mainstream, and a lot of commercials now are what I would call advertising.
Is there a school of thought in advertising now that if you're just doing a straight-ahead product ad, that people just may not be paying attention?
Yeah, I think that's especially true at the Super Bowl. It's almost gauche to do a sales pitch at the Super Bowl because everybody else is entertaining. And if you try to sell, you know, you're going to be like the boar at the cocktail party. Everybody's just going to run from you.
Well, let's talk about some of the advertisements that we might be seeing on Sunday. We mentioned Emerald Nuts will be there.
And the one they're going to show on the Super Bowl is going to feature a druid. And there will also be people with machetes. And somehow all of this is going to end up spelling out Emerald Nuts. The ad itself will seem pretty nuts.
Okay, well, that's high concept. Burger King is also going to be in the lineup for the first time in a long time. And they've been running a series of spots that some people find a little bit creepy. There's a king with this big plastic head. In one of the ads, he's in somebody's bed. In another, he's in somebody's car. And lately, they've had this king playing in famous NFL scenes. So he's getting a pass, he's running down the field in his king costume alongside real NFL players.
Yeah, and it really looks realistic.
The king is going all out, bringing the new 36-piece BK chicken fries box to your big old pigskin party.
Burger King is really represents advertising to me really well right now because this king character is just weird. As you said, he wears this weird mask with this kind of frozen, maniacal smile on his face, and he never says anything. The king will be making a brief appearance at the game. They're doing a 60-second extravaganza ad in which there are dancers that look very much like the Rockettes, but they are in costumes as pickles and tomatoes and all the ingredients of a Whopper. They're called the Whopperettes.
The Whopperettes present an original Have It Your Way production.
I guess the king is going to show up briefly somewhere in the chorus line there.
There's another company that's been having a lot of fun with their ads, and that's CareerBuilder.com. Let's listen to one of their spots.
I'll definitely talk to whoever's responsible.
And you see a standard office, a lot of carols, a guy on the phone, and all around him are chimpanzees going berserk.
I apologize. It's just that I work with a bunch of monkeys here.
Yeah, that was a very successful commercial from last year's Super Bowl that is coming back with a new one this year. They actually have a nice deadpan tone. To me, that's one of the hallmarks of good advertising. You treat it as if everything is normal.
Warren, let's talk about one last thing here, which is a trend of ads that are sending you away from the television, actually sending you maybe to the internet or to your iPod.
Yeah, that's an especially big trend this year. The ads are being treated almost as self-contained units of entertainment. They can be downloaded. Some of them are being designed to be watched on video iPods. They're at websites. The Burger King spot can be viewed on Sprint cell phones after the game.
Is there really a market for that? People who want to see these ads in their own free time?
You know, it's a good question. There's definitely more of an interest in advertising as entertainment. You know, there are TV specials now that are, you know, world's funniest ads, and people watch them. But on the other hand, you know, to think someone is going to jump up from the couch and run to their computer to find out more information about the commercial, that may be a little bit ambitious. And I think some of this is a little bit of wishful thinking on the advertiser's part.
Warren Berger, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Great to be here.
Warren Berger is author of the book Advertising Today.